The world of alcohol is a large and fascinating place. As a lifelong storyteller, I enjoy nothing more than hearing people's stories, finding out what inspired them, and really what makes them tick. This is Hudson Lindenberger, the host of Booze News, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
We're just getting out there, being everywhere we can, getting as many places and restaurants and get people trying it. Who better to do that than Jason Momoa, buddy? Come have a pint with me. It's finally out. Have you seen it?
I have. I just saw the ad just a little bit ago.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. It's good. It's got a nice humorous kind of slant to it, and it also has a little bit of a kind of a touchy one. It's a good one. It's an interesting, because you keep you hooked to the end where you're like, what the hell is he chasing and trying to tell people or figure out?
Oh man, sucks, man.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. So, did you kind of develop this from day one? Were you the one that kind of came up the whole idea of the story?
Yeah. Myself and then my friend Brian Bennett, who was actually creative director at Carhartt, we co-write together. And then my partner, Brian Mendoza, we do the same with producing and directing. So just kind of like an in-house thing. And we take it to them. We've got a great relationship with Guinness. And I've always wanted to work for them. It just hasn't been the right project yet. And so just kind of took it in our own hands to present something to them. And then the best part is if you do really well, you know, they'll bring you back. And that's what we, you know, it's always better if they do well and then they love working with you and you do more. So that's the goal.
You know, I first found out about your love for Guinness about 5 years ago when I was in Dublin at the Guinness Experience. And, you know, that whole thing is just such a cool building and kind of educating you all about Guinness. And I remember on one of the floors, I'm kind of walking around this corner and suddenly I see like these pictures of you with Guinness. And I was like, hey, I know who that is. I was like, wait, he's a Guinness guy. And it was just always found it interesting from that moment on. I was like, okay, Jason's a Guinness lover.
Oh man. Like since the beginning, man, my mom's the first one. My mom's in the commercial. She's the first one that gave me a Guinness. She always encouraged good beer. If you're going to do it, son, like quality. And there's nothing better than Guinness. So it was really cool to have my mom in there. Even like they've been with me for a solid relationship for at least 14 years since Game of Thrones, like when I went to the first storefront. And then being able to fucking have a superhero, like being able, like that was the coolest thing. I called Guinness up after. I'm like, we're in the commercial. Or I think we're in the trailer. I'm like cheersing with a fucking Guinness. I was stoked. I'm like, I'm a superhero drinking Guinness. I was like, yes, I made it.
Like, look, your partnership with them only seems natural, considering that, you know, unlike a lot of other partnerships, you are an avowed and known fan of Guinness, and you have always been for as long as, you know, anyone's noticed on social media out there. You know, yeah. But this is your first official kind of collaboration with them, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, bro, this is it. You're seeing the pinnacle of my career. I mean, being able to co-write it, co-direct it, star in it, put my family in it, my mom's in it. You know, all my best friends, my chef's the guy in the very beginning, like my, you know, stuntman and just to be able to employ my friends and make something for a company that's the thing is like, I created Pride of Gypsies and On the Run with Brian to be able to work for the companies we want to work for. You know, we're doing our movies, we're doing our TV shows, and then we want to work for people that we want to bleed for, that we care about, Carhartt, Harley, and Guinness. And so Guinness is the one that I haven't been able to get. Because I think their level of commercials are at the highest. Like, they're always the ones that people try to, like, they're inspired by. And so we just haven't had that one that was like, what's the one? What's the one? Where can I be involved in all of it? And finally, you know, and then for them to also see the style in which we shoot and the quality in which we, you know, we do it. And so I think it's been a wonderful journey with them. And then it's the top, bro. It's the top to be able to, like, I'm excited because I literally woke up and started doing interviews. I just showed up on set right now and I haven't even had a chance to see it on Instagram yet. So I'm excited to, I saw it just get tagged on there. So it's a fucking great thing, man.
What do you hope is next? I mean, look, you drink a Guinness and, you know, a DC movie. You have, you know, your show On the Road, which is out right now, The Climb last year. Are you going to hopefully work Guinness more and more into it just on your own? Cause you've always, I mean, you've been promoting their product.
I always, like anything I'm ever going to drink, like it's simple. if I'm riding a motorcycle, it's a Harley. If I'm drinking a beer, it's Guinness. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain things. Like, I wear my car. It's like, there's certain things and staples in my life. I'm a consistent, like, we were buddies. You're like, that guy is the most consistent man. I love the things that I love, and I just keep it up. So, yeah, is Guinness going to be in other things? Of course it is. I mean, it's never going to leave my life. I love just getting people to try it, bro. Because, you know, when you have someone try a really good pint of Guinness, and how good it is, and how they're like, oh my God, I didn't think it was going to taste like that. I'm like, Jesus, yeah. I mean, damn it. It's like the oldest beer there is. How do you not know? And it's just funny to people to go like, dude, it's the least calories. It's light. It's not heavy. And it's beautiful. Like, all you need is 2-3 pints. You're like, oh, perfect. Wonderful.
No, I've been a Guinness lover my whole life, and I've been the same
and
as you.
Most people don't get it. Like, it's no. Great. It's like, it's just me and you. It's me and you sitting down with a pint of Guinness and just talking, laughing, sharing. It's not slamming beers and like we're going to a party or we're going to this blah, blah, blah. It's just like time to share. Like I'm, and it doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, obviously I'm drinking age, but like just sitting down and sharing a moment together, having one, like it's fucking beautiful.
Well, it's a civilized pint would be the best way I'd put it. You have it and you actually are kind of enjoying it. You're not there just to pound it. You're there to actually sip it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you know, like in your ad, line. Are you really 2% Irish?
I'm actually probably more. My mom did the whole test. That was funny because my mom always wanted to do the whole 23andMe kind of thing. And so she did it. And yeah, she's way over. And so my grandmother's Irish and it's predominantly German. Lynn Dugga. We come from, she's Lemke and Sander, Sanda. And then, but my grandmother was definitely the Irish one, the Irish in her. So I'm probably a little bit more, but it's just funny. We're going to be like, I'm 1%. We wanted to have just like the minimal.
I love it because you're chasing the whole thing through. And at the end, when you actually say I'm 2% Irish, and I love that scream you have, which is just almost childlike joy. And it's a funny it's a funny ass ad. Then you kiss your mom. And then but like you're trying to think what the whole thing is. And at the end, it's like, oh, thank God you're 2% Irish. Now that gives you an excuse to drink in Irish pubs all around the world even more.
Yeah, like I need another excuse.
You know, what's the plan for this? I mean, it's rolling out right now, and I read that, you know, you're going to have other, you know, versions of the ad kind of rolling out. It's going to be on television. Is this, you know, basically kind of a center point of Guinness's campaign for this St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah. I think it's kick ass.
Yeah. So basically that, yeah, just to get this, I mean, Guinness to me is like, I mean, it's obviously in every Irish pub, but I mean, to me, we want it everywhere. I wanted to have people trying it. That's the thing. It's just like a lot of people, there's a generation that just doesn't get it. So really just getting out there, being everywhere we can, getting as many places and restaurants and get people trying it.
You know,
who better to do that than Jason fucking Momoa, buddy?
I agree.
Come have a pint with me.
I think you energetically with a lot of vitality tell everyone, I love Guinness, you know, on your Instagram feed, all those photos you have with the Guinness and, you know, the foam on your nose, it just kind of puts the joy and the playfulness of the beer out there.
Thanks, buddy.
Are you an official spokesman now? Can you actually hang that title on your resume?
I don't think so. I don't know. That would be a question for that, but here's the thing. In my own mind, I am. I mean, I don't know, but that's the title I get from them. But for me, I'm like, my heart is all dedicated to this company, so I love them, whether I am directing for them or not, or it's just they're always going to be with me. So I'm definitely a quality inspector, though. I can roll in and tell you what's a good pint, what's not.
That's a good thing to have. When you created this ad and took it to them, did they just love it up front, or are they like, oh, I like it, but let's kind of twist this angle, or they just gave you
carte blanche? No, they loved it. They loved it. There was full support, man. It was really that was the moment where you're like, that was truly the moment where my heart like really smiled, because, you know, we pitched it to Kelly and she laughed and like she liked it, and it was a great feeling to be able to like finally hook that whale, to finally be like, that's the one I've always wanted to work for, my favorite, and then for them to laugh and giggle, because to get all that in there, the action, the laugh, you know, and like to get all those little elements in there and have fun, make people laugh. You know, it's hard. You do it very quickly. So I hope people get a giggle out of it and you'll try it if you haven't had it, or if you have, just that they're proud of it. You know what I mean? The people who love Guinness as much as I do, I hope they laugh a little bit and get a giggle out of it.
And, you know, I do know that, you know, from the past with all the posts you put out, have they ever given you anything? Have they ever sent you beer in the past and been like, hey, man, thanks so much.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yeah, we constantly. Yeah, no, it's been a partnership for a decade, over a decade, in the sense where, yeah, they're always, they made me beers. They've made me a bunch of different beers. They make me all kinds of little special presents. And yeah, they're always checking in with me. And yeah, and if I need something, they're a phone call away and they're always helping me out. You know, I want them to be an Aquaman. They approved it. And then I called Guinness up and then they're like, yep, we'd love to. And so it's just a good partnership.
And for this, did they approach you or did you go to them and say, I got an idea?
Oh, I go to them. Okay. Yeah, I go to them. Yeah, that's just the way that I am. And it, like my life, my time is so valued. I mean, everyone's is, but like it really, if I'm going to work for someone at this point, I'm like, I'm bringing it to you. I love this and I want to bring something to you. So that's kind of how it works at this point. I'm like, I'm going to give you my all. And that's with just my brands anyways. Like I like building things from the ground up and being with people and like, and having a family. It's a little bit more awkward when you're just like a hired gun and he's like coming and you do something. I mean, it's okay, but like when it's really something like this, it's like you can see the heart and I like authenticity. And I think that's, I mean, this, there's nothing more authentic than me and Guinness. So I just feel like, I like doing business that way.
Creating my art that way. And look, I think, as I said before, I think it fully shows up. One last question for you, because I know that we're on a pinch time frames. I'm sure you're busy. You know, for the ad, who is the guy that you rush to at the end that when you spling the door open and you yell at him?
Yeah, that's my buddy Joe Flanagan. So he pretty much hired me to be on Stargate Atlantis with him. And I was his right-hand man at Stargate Atlantis about, gosh, 18 years ago or something like that, or more, 20 years ago. Yeah, so I put him in there because, you know, we'd share our pints of Guinness. But Flanagan, it was just the perfect thing. Like Flanagan, where are you? Because the first person you're going to tell is your Irish friend. Going like, I've told you. Like, I am Irish. And then they're like, no, you're not. You're Hawaiian, blah, blah, blah. And so I thought it would be perfect to go to my, you know, one of my oldest friends. Put him in it. And just for the fans who love, you know, the sci-fi fans and the people who have been with me since, you know, 20-plus years before Game of Thrones and all that stuff. Who would really recognize it. And it's just a little bit of a, I still am friends with all the people that I kind of grew up with and just be able to shout him out and go, Flanagan, I'm fucking Irish. And then that's Brian's wife, Stephanie. So she's wonderful. She played my wife in a movie that we did, but like she's, you know, obviously that's my best friend and my partner's wife. She's in it. My mom, my chef who travels with me, he's from Toronto. He's the Korean guy at the Japanese restaurant at the very beginning. That's his first acting job. He's going to come by. I was really getting him to do it. It was pretty awesome. So there's a lot of, you know, my DPs in it, Matthew Schwang, and then Liam, like my driver, like just Liam McKiernan. Obviously, he's a, what an Irish name. So he's in it. So just like all my friends.
So it was a family affair. You know, you said if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
Yeah, they know how much I love Guinness. It's like a wonderful experience. Like, my stunt double's in it, you know, Kim's in it. And yeah, just hire everyone that you love. You work with people that you love.
It's a good plan. Life is too short not to do things you love and have
exactly,
enjoyment in
brother.
It.
Hudson, you won, bro. It was a great interview, man. Thank you,
Jason,
very much, dude.
Have a good one.
Have a pint for me, brother.
I will.
Gotcha.